Let's go to our recipe requests segment now, where we encourage you, if you've eaten something delicious at a cafe or restaurant or deli around New Zealand, drop me a note, tell me about it, and I'll ask the chef if they might part with the recipe. Doesn't always work. I asked one chef this week, they hung up on me, but I got a much better response from our next guest. Anna emailed me and said, "Jesse, we're so lucky to have Marmalade Deli in Eastbourne, smoked fish pie, vegan shepherd's pie, berry crumble, and all kinds of wonderful meals to take home and liven up a dreary weekday dinner. And I've just tried the pumpkin and tomato dal. It's delish. And I wonder if the team at Marmalade would be able to share the recipe. Then I could stop being so lazy and make it myself," reckons Anna. Well, we are going to go to James Hutton from Marmalade Deli now. Hi, James.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Welcome to the show. Tell me a bit about your business.
Right. So we're in the main street of sunny little seaside village Eastbourne, which is right across the harbour from Wellington. It's a colourful little deli, and we stock a lot of different stuff, local as possible, and we produce as much as we can. So we make a lot of relishes and marmalade, of course, a few different types of marmalade and jams and sauces, and take-home meals. There were a lot of take-home meals, which are very popular.
How long have you been in Eastbourne, and how did you end up in Eastbourne?
I spent my adolescence here, so, you know, I've travelled quite a bit and lived in Martinborough for quite a few years, and we, brought our family back. We've been here for about 12 years now. We've had marmalade for about 3 years, just 3 years, a couple of days ago.
Okay. And how has 2020 been for you? It's been a challenge for most business owners. How have you guys coped?
Well, it's been pretty scary, but in saying that, we've come through pretty well, I like to think. The wage subsidy was a godsend. That was incredible. And the Eastbourne public are just really supportive. We're actually up post lockdown from when, you know, before it started.
Wow.
So yeah, we're getting great support from locals.
Pleased to hear it. How many people do you employ?
Yeah. Myself and my wife. Carol's part time, and then I've got two amazing chefs, Michelle Campbell and Bex Wood, who used to work with me. And they're the real chefs, actually. They do the bulk, the cooking for the meals and the counter food and stuff like that. I'm kind of I'm the soup man, and I do some of the relishes and marmalade.
And were you pleased to get an inquiry about your dal?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, it's a popular soup. It's a real tasty thing. It's a meal in a bowl, really.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Very happy to share it.
I make myself a pumpkin dal twice a week, actually, so I'm pretty keen on your version.
Okay.
Although I don't usually make 16 litres like you do.
Pressure's on then. Yeah, you'll have to try this, Jesse. It's a great recipe.
Will do. So how do you do it?
Okay, so I use vegetable oil, just a couple of tablespoons of vegetable oil. You heat that up. You fine chop one onion, four cloves of garlic, fine chop both of those. So you saute those in a pan. You peeled half a pumpkin into sort of like 15 mil cubes, skinned obviously and deseeded. Put that in. Any old pumpkin's fine. I use crown usually. And then you add all the spices, which is quite a few spices. There's turmeric, cumin, coriander, garam masala. So it's about 2 heaped teaspoons each of those, about 3/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, 3/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and about 1/2 teaspoon of ground ginger. Also a tablespoon of brown sugar. So you chuck all that in on a medium heat and give it a good stir, and cook that for about 5 minutes or so. Then you add chopped tomatoes, canned tomatoes I use, so about 3 small cans for this quantity. So this serves about 8 people. It's about 4 litres.
Yeah.
Then you add tomato passata, which is like a thickened tomato juice.
Heaps of tomato in there,
400 mils of that. vegetable stock. There's about 2.5 litres. You add all that in, bring that to the boil, and then you add your red lentils, so about 4 cups of red lentils, and you basically cook that till everything's tender. Just make sure it doesn't stick. The lentils sometimes gravitate to the bottom and can stick. So kind of medium heat. Then once that's all cooked, you mash it, or basically smash it. I don't like it too pureed, but just a common potato masher, and you want to leave a few lumps in. So you mash that all up. Add coconut cream, 1 small can of coconut cream, and some fresh coriander all chopped up.
Gee, such beautiful food, isn't it? Also whole.
Give that a good stir, and then taste it. You've always got to taste it and season to taste. So, as much salt and pepper as you want, basically. And Bob's your uncle.
You wouldn't be offended if someone put a bit more cayenne pepper in as well, if they liked it a bit spicy?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, you can play around with it. I mean, as I say, I normally pour the spices in from my containers at work. I don't really measure it. I've made it that many times that I just kind of do it by feel, really. Yeah. So I try to reduce it to the correct, what it should be for a more domestic serving. So you can play around with those spices.
Good work. Thank you for your recipe. I hope your business continues to grow and be successful in this weird sort of post-COVID or mid-COVID era we're in. And appreciate your time today, James. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks, Jesse.
James Hutton from Marmalade Deli in Eastbourne. And that recipe for pumpkin and tomato dal is on our website.